arms are just too short.
I understand.
To get that thing on and off from the rover seat. I should have turned it on the side, but at 12 frames a second, I thought we'd just run too much out. Okay, it's running now.
Okay.
You know, I can tell you how it's doing, Charlie. I can see that. I glance every so often. Sure is comforting to be able to hear those old wheels turning. You can hear them. They make a rumble.
We can't hear them, but we can imagine it's comforting.
This place would be terrible.
Okay, still in a Copley area, Tony. They're two, apparently, to me, two distinct sizes. Those are the 6-centimeter size and below, are well around 6-centimeter, and those around 15 centimeters. Cover 30% of the surface.
Okay, I'm VMAX right now, Houston, and up slopes we're going about 8, and down slopes about 11.
The nav system is gone completely, John. Wait, that bearing's not even working, I don't think.
Huh?
I don't think the bearing's working either.
Could I bus configuration calls?
See how.
What does the nav system work off of, Tony? The 2?
Stand by a second, Charlie.
It is. Oh, it's a limb up there, isn't it?
Okay, your nav system works off of Baker and Delta, so it should be on Baker all right.
Okay, well, let's not count neither range, bearing, or distance.
Okay, is your heading working at all?
The bearing's working, isn't it? I don't think so.
Yeah, the heading's working.
I tell you how we'll get back, Charlie. We got to go up on top of that ridge over there, and we'll be there.
John, see those blocks up on the top of Smokey?
Yep.
If you head for those, the limb was right in line with those from our last stop. And I'm convinced that bearing was good from our last stop, and we haven't changed much. Okay, Tony, coming up into the area now after our 3 o'clock position, approaching 9 o'clock, we're heading 020. It looks like another one of those old subdued sag areas.
Okay, and we're going to cut back on our station 10 just a little bit here, and we'll skip that photography of the heat flow cable. We'd like you to park halfway between LSEP and the limb and do a nominal station 10, except we'll drop the trench.
You don't want to do the trench, okay? Don, you lucked out.
Yeah, I bet that breaks you up.
Surprises me.
How the consumables look, Tony?
Your consumables are fine.
Gosh, we feel fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, we're coming up on an area now as we top a ridge that is bouldery, about 10 to 12% of the area covered with boulders greater than 50 centimeters, and then it's cobbly, covering about 60%. Looks like we apparently a secondary around here somewhere caused all this, but we don't see the crater.
Okay, we copy that. And you have enough consumables to go on a long time. We just feel you've put in a good day.
Well, why don't we stay out here and set a New World's Outdoor Record?
We don't need that. We got to leave something for 17. We're going to set a new sleep record on this one.
Well, this has been fun. There's that second. Okay, there's the secondary. Tony, we're coming up on our 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock position. There's about a, 50 meters, John, you say?
Yep.
50 meter crater. It's a secondary, or at least it might be a primary with these blocks just being out of it. And it's quite deep. That's probably a primary. I don't know whether that's a secondary or primary, though. We could tell. The block distribution seems to be radially equivalent. I think that was probably a primary that punched into the old Cayley.
Okay, and Charlie, we think the DAC's out of film now, if you want to turn it off.
It is empty, reading empty. Okay. Okay, it's off.
Okay.
Put that thing up there on the hill, Charlie. Where? Straight ahead?
Yeah,
at the rock.
Bridges will say that.
We got to get over this ridge, John, and we'll see the old limb. Man, you have I am covered from head to foot with dust. Boy, those fenders really are useful, Tony. This one we lost in the back has resulted in us being double pig pen.
You're going to have to really brush.
Charlie, you mean you guys are getting dirty?
Maybe that's how we get our extension. Been dirty. I think we could probably come out a little east of where we need, John. I wouldn't be surprised, Charlie. But if we do, we ought to cross the tracks if we get too far east.
That's exactly why I'm going this way, old buddy.
Okay.
Hang in there. You are sharp.
Yes.
You full blower?
D-Max.
That'd be a pretty steep slope here.
Yeah, look at those angler blocks there, would you?
Around there. Tony, here, 30 or 40 very angular blocks, 50 centimeters or so. And they have the same character as the ones we sampled back, so apparently a ray material.
Okay.
A little comment about the regolith. The regolith is texturally the same throughout. The only difference is the white, the difference in albedo that you can see on some of the fresh craters and also in the rays as we were going towards South Ray.
Okay, and Charlie, you can expect a feed water tone.
Really amazing vehicle, isn't it? Okay, I just got a flag of some sort. For me. Huh? That you and me. You expecting a flag, Houston?
Right. Can you reach the auxiliary water on the rover?
Houston? Houston.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm going to off water on. There's the lamp, John.
How about that sports fence?
Right on, babe. Right on.